Hello, welcome back to the English program. We're looking at the English legal system and the British system as a whole, with all the various constituent bits thereof. And we're looking at an overview of British law with a focus on the history and the development, the evolution of English law. I think one of the reasons why people, or not everybody, but certain people, are against the interference from Brussels on this issue is because English law, the very nature of it, is one of evolution and not revolution. One of judge-made law, common law, and it's developed slowly over, you know, centuries. And then all of a sudden, the Brussels sort of comes up with all these new things overnight, and we have to change. I think for that reason, a lot of people are, well, very suspicious about laws which come from outside of the UK. But obviously, you know, as a nation, we do sign up to various treaties and protocols and different things. If you want to be a part of a club, you have to live by the rules, I suppose. So there we go. Now, this is, or it is time now to look at a little bit at the civil justice system, which has had an impact on the public purse, because in recent years, I mentioned this in the previous episode, over £15 billion has been awarded by way of compensation in civil cases. So, you know, maybe you, if you have claimed this money, you're entitled to it legally, but someone's got to pay for it, and it's normally the public. So I gave you a list of some of the things where civil cases have been against public bodies, local authorities, hospitals. The money which they are, if they lose, ordered to pay by the court, it has to come from somewhere. It comes from, in the form of compensation, it comes from public funds, basically. The increasing number of laws, as well as the popularity of legal-themed television programs, novels, and films, have all added to the growing public awareness of the legal system. Law is now recognized as being an area of much greater political importance than it once was. Governments now regularly introduce changes affecting the legal system as a response to public concerns. It's now common for the government to produce a new bill in the area of criminal justice every year, and there have been recent reforms in the criminal justice system to increase the speed and fairness of the system, while at the same time reducing costs. Many people have strong views on the legal system and the changes that have taken place over the last few decades. Changes such as the reduction of access to the appeal system, the removal of the rights of defendants to remain silent during police interviews without an adverse inference or inference being made, and the reduction of access to legal aid. There are many debates about how public money should be spent on the legal system and how money should be raised to fund it. One of the main challenges for the legal system in the 21st century is how to achieve a balance between the requirements of efficiency, cost control, and achieving set targets, and the rights and responsibilities of individuals and society as a whole. This balancing act is not necessarily new, as the debates about the purpose, role, and function of the legal system have been ongoing for many centuries. What has changed recently is the increasing number of laws and the impact of legal regulation on everyday life. This has given the legal system much wider recognition and also caused more debate. So we stop there. In the next episode, we look at the different types of law, how we classify law, the difference between civil and criminal law as well. And after that, possibly in a future episode, because there's only so much information I can give you in 5 minutes, after that, we go on to the differences between public and private law. And then we look later on at a case study, Catherine's Day. More about that a little bit later on in the series. This is the English Programme.